Can I immediately, Dave Harrigan, venture out of my lane? First of all, welcome back. Glad you're here.
Thanks, Chad.
For a day. For a day, Dave's out. But Dave's out for a valid reason. Tomorrow. We'll get to that in a second. I think we need the open. I think we need that. They're eating the pets. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Don't you think that'd be a nice part of the open? I know I'm not supposed to go there. You know, don't question Scorsese. Don't tell De Niro how to act. Don't venture near the opens with Dave Harrigan. I'm just a suggestion.
It's not a bad suggestion, and I hear where you're coming from. To put that in, I got to get rid of Tic Tac.
Yeah,
Tic Tac. And you like Tic Tac so much.
I love
Tic Tac. This is Tic Tac. This is Tic Tac.
That's true.
So you got to tell me.
Yeah.
If you're at some point tired of Tic Tac, we can make that move. But I'm not tired of Tic Tac yet.
I think you have a rotation. No. And occasionally it's Tic Tac. And occasionally they're eating the pets.
No.
They're eating the duck. No.
Can't do the rotation. We got to make a move. We got to stick with it.
You can't go back?
No. Once something out, it's out.
Is that how you are in life? Once you make a decision, boom, are you a never go back person? Because I'm a ruminator. I will review a lot of decisions.
You're not a stick to your guns kind of guy?
Well, you know me.
You just kind of waffle. You just wave in the wind. You billow. I can go this way or that. I don't really care.
I billow or willow?
You billow.
Billow? Yeah. Well, you know me with flexibility. Always open to a lot of suggestions. I make the decisions, but then I sometimes think about them. Once you make a decision, you're done. You never consider it again.
I think that's the difference between you and me. You said you make the decisions and you think about them. I think about them and then make the decision. I ruminate before I pull the trigger.
So you're saying I just make the decision.
You're a shoot first, think later kind of guy.
Occasionally. There's one individual who is in my sights, doesn't know it yet, and I'm prepared to shoot first with this individual.
Oh, tell me
more. Ventured into some legal issues. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need more of this.
May involve the well-known relative. Okay.
Oh, well, please keep going.
Someone may have been taking advantage of some relative, and I'm not happy about it. I am not happy, but we may be talking about that at some point. So you're back for a day.
A day.
And then, but you have dog duty tomorrow.
And I don't like to call it dog duty. Sounds like something else.
Well, but you're loving up your dog.
Yes.
Right?
Picking up his duty. Yes, we are taking the dog who's about the same age as
Charlie.
Charlie's 13, 13 and a half.
Go ahead, say your dog's name.
Dylan.
Dylan. Excellent name.
Thank you very much. He's going to...
I knew you were waiting for my approval.
Thank God we got it. We've been waiting all this time. All this time. Finally. Woo, buddy, you've made it. He's getting old. He's been slowing down more significantly in the last couple months.
Yep.
And so my wife's got a good friend who's a vet, and she said, hey, she's heard good things about this spot that does, I guess, physical therapy for dogs.
Yeah.
So we're taking him for a consultation tomorrow, and it was either you take him tomorrow or November. So
I'm 100%.
We're in.
I'm glad you're doing that. I can assure you the Adam Giordano show would not do that.
Oh, absolutely. The Adam Giordano show, the Jason DeRusha broadcast, none of them.
We have a lot of dog haters this stage. I don't know where Vanita stands. I don't know where Henry stands. But DeRusha,
I think they're both pro dog, pro poop.
I'm guessing both are because they're decent individuals. DeRusha, it's firmly established. He doesn't care for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we say this, he'll go to Instagram or he'll go to Twitter and he'll post a picture of himself with a dog.
Yes.
And then if you see the next picture, he's like tossing the dog aside. Adam and Giordana basically said if their pet was injured recently, they wouldn't spend a penny trying to help out the pet.
And for Giordana, I believe that's true about her children, too.
I mean, you listen to Giordana talk about her kids. She loves them now, but until they were 10, utter disdain for these children.
I assume they never got chicken pox as a kid because they never would have made it out of that.
No way. No way. I mean, so I, as a lover of pets and a lover of children, I mean, shockingly, we love dogs and we love kids. I didn't realize, though, we were outliers. And Darusha never took his kids to see fireworks once.
Not once.
You can't love your kids. Even I, a man who has disdain for fireworks, the process. I did it about 50 times.
Here's the thing, Sam. If you just step outside, you can hear them. That's good enough.
That's what he basically said.
Yeah.
I'm sure they went out on the patio, not the new sponsor patio, but the old patio. He listened as the fireworks are going off, and he's got a backyard filled with trees.
Yes. Yes.
You can't see him, Sam and Seth. Listen.
You can hear him.
Listen maybe to the other parents who are driving their kids. You hear those cars going? That's parents taking their kids to fireworks. Yeah. Okay, so what are we looking for tomorrow for Dylan? What would be, what is the issue with Dylan? Can we talk about it?
Yeah, the issue is mostly his back legs. Just it certainly seems like they've atrophied. He's lost a lot of strength back there. So we've been, you know, doing a couple things with him, just, you know, puppy push-ups as they call, and, you know, the other idea is to have him basically eat his food at the bottom of the stairs so the food's up like three steps up, so he's got to, you know, use his back end to, you know, stay up there while
he's eating. Will that help me keep my back end tight, too?
Probably not.
Yeah?
I think that's a lost cause. But we're just looking for some more ideas, if it's continued therapy or just things we can do at home.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, just a consult, and because we're under the assumption that it's also kind of a neurological thing with him where his, you know, the things aren't firing so well from the back as they are all the way to his brain. So see what we can do.
Charlie's closing in at 14. He's struggling a lot of those areas too. His hips are just a disaster.
Yeah.
He has replacement ACLs. My budget was unlimited.
Dr. James Andrews.
Tommy John himself
wow.
performed the surgery. Not the Tommy John surgery. Tommy John himself showed.
This is my surgery.
Yeah, showed I can now help dogs. I would do anything for him, but, you know, his hearing is gone pretty much. Vision, struggle. Kathleen is traveling right now. So Charlie, who's 13 and three quarters, coming up on 14, and Gates, Hunter's new dog, 6 months. We were on him. What a combo that is. Because Gates at 6 months has energy oozing out of every... Does a dog have pores?
I think so.
Yeah, every pore, they should. How are your pores right now?
My pores are very solid.
I think my pores are excellent right
now. Dogs don't sweat much, but maybe out of their feet. I bet they got some feet pores.
Where do dogs sweat? 651-461-9226. But you see them together, but then sometimes Gates is too feisty.
Yeah. Charlie gives him the look.
We'll bark, bump into him, then say, where can I go where this little brat will not be around? At times they love each other. Other times, get this little, let's go with this phrase, nincompoop away from me. Poop, dog, you know.
Very good.
But I get it. The dogs are unhumans. But when you love a dog and a dog is near the end, and hopefully near means 2, 3, 4, 5 years for both Dylan and Charlie, it's hard. It is hard. And I mean this in all sincerity. I hope you have a fantastic appointment because we are so incredibly lucky to have the dogs we love in our life.
We are.
I mean, amazingly lucky.
He's been the best.
A little bat text talk if you want to chime in on the dogs. And also we're going to get an update on Dave's trip. Ask Adam anything, bottom of the hour. Corey Provis on the worst loss of the season last night. They had everything lined up. You got Pedro. Pedro. You got Pablo. Be nice if I... Do they have a Pedro on the team? They don't. They have Pablo lined up, and Pablo's has an ERA since the All-Star game below 2. And he was very good until the 7th. I do want, because I heard a lot of he was great last night. I don't think so. If he's your ace, I want him giving me 7, and he couldn't get through the 7. It's not like it was a bad outing. Don't get me wrong. And then Jax comes in and is electric at first. Four pitches, boom, gets out of a bad, bad jam. Then they bring him back, and the two-run homer. He's been their best player all year, not even a debate. And he didn't get it done. They got the big three back in the lineup, and they now have a one-and-a-half-game lead to stay in the playoffs. They are clinging to the playoffs as they're not playing well. We're going to get to Amazon. We're going to get to Instagram. We're going to get to more on the Trump assassination. A lot to get to. We are the home of the Twins. Pregame at 5. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, News Talk 830, WCCO. Was that time to our conversation about the Pooches?
Worked out well, didn't it?
It did.
Wasn't the plan.
Yeah, we don't coordinate.
No.
That's not my lane. I've been told to stay out of it many times. What is our music theme today, Dave?
You're hearing a little Jane's Addiction right now.
That's sweet.
Nasty little breakup they have. It's not good when the lead singer punches the guitarist in the middle of a concert.
But I did say yesterday, an overrated and underrated, properly rated. If it's later in the show and you get this extra show, I'd be in favor of it.
Yeah, if you hear the hits.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear from them. We'll hear from REO Speedwagon, who said they're done after their current tour.
We honestly have to hear from REO Speedwagon.
You do have to hear
they
because the theme
are right with Journey for me.
Is bands that had messy breakups.
Oh, my God. Can we just say REO Speedwagon had a bad breakup?
Oh, no, because we're going to have to roll with the changes pretty soon.
Oh, my gosh. Awful. A lot of people defending the bats and the amount of mosquitoes they eat. I don't want more mosquitoes. We ate out yesterday, la-di-da, at a restaurant. And where we were, there were a lot of mosquitoes. And it looked like to me that the other tables were not dealing with the mosquitoes as much as us.
Hmm.
And so a guy comes by and says, how's the food? I go, it's great. It was great food. Anything we can do? I said, anything we can do about the mosquitoes? I go, probably not, but I just thought I'd ask. He goes, I have an idea. Then came back and said, turns out I can't try that. What could that have been?
Maybe he wanted to release the bats on the patio.
I'm not sure. It was, I don't know, it was about 6:30. I want bats flying around me while I'm having my food. What else could it have been? That's what he said. Turns out I can't try that.
Get a fogger out.
Yeah, I don't want that with our food
either.
Giant fly swatter.
Look, I get that bats probably help with the mosquito, but how many towns are around here, you know, the DNR, whatever, they're spraying for mosquitoes anyway. All right, if the bats were any good at their job, we wouldn't have to spray for the mosquitoes.
This texture is would fit in right with the show. Bats kill like 20,000 mosquitoes per hour. That's impressive. Wow. That's a busy bat right there. Josh Wheeler, excellent line. Minnesota Twins, also anti-bats.
Wow.
Very good, Josh. Wow. Very funny. My daughter had a bat flying around in her bedroom. Had to get rabies shots because you can't tell if you may have been bitten in your sleep.
Ah.
Oh, my God. Let me say, as an insomniac who's going through it right now bad, I would be able to tell. Do you think you could sleep through a bat biting you?
Seems like it would hurt.
Seems
like it would wake you up.
I mean, I think I could tell the difference between a significant other, little something about to take place, and a bat.
Well, hopefully the bat's not getting you where the something is going to take place.
Yes. Oh, man. Oh, man. If it wasn't for spiders and bats, the world would be overrun with insects. Be a bad world. Do you stand on spiders?
I'm not afraid of them.
Yeah.
I don't like them. If I see them around the house, they don't hang out around the house very much longer.
Yep.
I'm more pro Batman than Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, Spider-Man. Kind of annoying.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. For Dave, what breed of dog? I suggest you look into cold laser therapy and a pet chiropractor. So that is a pretty big business out there now. I don't know much about the cold laser therapy for dogs. But I'm a defender of chiropractors.
Okay.
Fully believe in it. I think it gets harder later in life with your dogs, because some of these issues, like you said, are neurological. Well, they just atrophied so much. But when dogs are younger and the possibility of chiropractic work, I think probably too many of us don't look at that as a possibility to help out our dogs.
Didn't even consider it. I didn't really even know chiropractic work for pets was a thing for dogs.
Dogs have two types of sweat glands. They're primarily located in their paw pads and their nose. These glands are similar to human sweat glands and produce a small amount of sweat when a dog is hot or nervous, according to a seemingly a very informed text.
Sounds good. I knew they had the sweat glands in their pads. I didn't know about the nose.
Somebody is asking about against Batman. Carter, where do you stand? I just think he's not that super.
Well, he doesn't have the superpowers, but that's what makes him a very superhero. He can do it all with brains and muscle and gadgets. And Alfred. Alfred helps.
I think Alfred carries him. Yes or no, does Alfred carry Batman, Adam Carter?
No. Batman's Batman because he's a he's a troubled guy, too. You know, Superman, like, everybody loves the hero, but Batman's got a little, you know, he's a little sketch.
He's got a past.
We don't think Clark Kent is troubled also?
No.
Or is he just dull?
Clark Kent is Silver Spoon superhero.
That's right.
Shows up on Earth with all the powers.
But Bruce Wayne, you know, he's an everyman.
Only Bats are texting in with positive bat information. Very good. Oh, somebody says the only good REO was Nine Lives and Riding the Storm Out. Oh, please, for the love of God, you're not.
We could play them all.
No.
Riding the Storm Out.
Alfred is the heart of the whole operation. Batman doesn't have powers. He's just a fanboy. That nailed it right there. Batman is coasting off Alfred, who creates everything. The amount of knowledge from the texters on bats is very impressive. Bats' teeth are very tiny and sharp, so you won't be awakened by bite. It's Minnesota Health Department's protocol to be safe and get the shots.
Remember Kieran's child? Remember they found the bat in his kid's room and they didn't know?
Yeah. And then you killed a bat here.
With the putter, with the flat stick.
Go Texas ahead.
Set you up for that.
I already did it. I already did it.
By the way, that the Goose Show at the Armory Saturday, there was one, maybe two bats flying around. It was cool. But that...
Cool? No. Why is that cool?
We thought maybe, you know...
How cool would it have been if it flew down...
It kind of swooped like into the VIP area a couple times too,
where you were.
Where I was, of course.
I mean, seriously, the rest of us, the rabble.
It was $10 more than the main floor.
Yeah,
but yeah, we thought like, what if it bit someone, and then it was like a 28 days situation where everybody in the concert like would become infected, then turned loose onto the streets of Minneapolis.
Yeah, sounds like he's excited about this possibility.
Yeah, cool story.
Yeah, good luck to you if you're going to Iceland with him. 33 past 12, ask Adam anything, bat lover Adam Carter. What do you got? 651-461-9226. Was that time to our conversation about the pooches?
Worked out well, didn't it?
It did.
Wasn't the plan.
Yeah, we don't coordinate.
No.
That's not my lane. I've been told to stay out of it many times. What is our music theme today, Dave?
You're hearing a little Jane's Addiction right now.
That's sweet.
Nasty little breakup they have. It's not good when the lead singer punches the guitarist in the middle of a concert.
But I did say yesterday, an overrated and underrated, properly rated. If it's later in the show and you get this extra show, I'd be in favor of it.
Yeah, if you hear the hits.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear from them. We'll hear from REO Speedwagon, who said they're done after their current tour.
We honestly have to hear from REO Speedwagon.
You do have to hear because the theme
are right with Journey for me.
Is bands that had messy breakups.
Oh, my God. Can we just say REO Speedwagon had a bad breakup?
Oh, no, because we're going to have to roll with the changes pretty soon.
Oh, my gosh. Awful. A lot of people defending the bats and the amount of mosquitoes they eat. I don't want more mosquitoes. We ate out yesterday, la-di-da, at a restaurant. And where we were, there were a lot of mosquitoes. And it looked like to me that the other tables were not dealing with the mosquitoes as much as us.
Hmm.
And so The guy comes by and says, how's the food? I go, it's great. It was great food. Anything we can do? I said, anything we can do about the mosquitoes? I go, probably not, but I just thought I'd ask. He goes, I have an idea. Then came back and said, turns out I can't try that. What could that have been?
Maybe he wanted to release the bats on the patio.
I'm not sure. It was, I don't know, it was about 6:30. What, bats flying around me while I'm having my food? What else could it have been? That's what he said. Turns out I can't try that.
Get a fogger out.
Yeah, I don't want that with our food either. Giant fly swatter.
Look, I get that bats probably help with the mosquito, but how many towns around here, you know, the DNR, whatever, they're spraying for mosquitoes anyway. All right. If the bats were any good at their job, we wouldn't have to spray for the mosquitoes.
This texture is would fit in right with the show. Bats kill like 20,000 mosquitoes per hour. That's impressive. Wow. That's a busy bat right there. Josh Wheeler. Excellent line. Minnesota Twins, also anti-bats.
Wow.
Very good job. Wow. Very funny. My daughter had a bat flying around in her bedroom. Had to get rabies shots because you can't tell if you may have been bitten in your sleep.
Ah.
Oh, my God. Let me say, as an insomniac who's going through it right now bad, I would be able to tell. Do you think you could sleep through a bat biting you?
Seems like it would hurt. Seems that would like wake you up.
I mean, I think I could tell the difference between a significant other, little something about to take place, and a bat.
Well, hopefully, the bat's not getting you where the something is going to take place.
Yes. Oh man! Oh man! If it wasn't for spiders and bats, the world would be overrun with insects. Be a bad world. Where do you stand on spiders?
I'm not afraid of them.
Yeah.
I don't like them. If I see them around the house, they don't hang out around the house very much longer.
Yep.
I'm more pro Batman than Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, Spider-Man. Kind of annoying.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. For Dave, what breed of dog? I suggest you look into cold laser therapy and a pet chiropractor. So that is a... pretty big business out there now. I don't know much about the cold laser therapy for dogs, but I'm a defender of chiropractors.
Okay.
Fully believe in it. I think it gets harder later in life with your dogs because some of these issues, like you said, are neurological. Or they just atrophied so much. But when dogs are younger, and the possibility of chiropractic work? I think probably too many of us don't look at that as a possibility to help out our dogs.
Didn't even consider it. I didn't really even know chiropractic work for pets was a thing for dogs.
Dogs have two types of sweat glands. They're primarily located in their paw pads and their nose. These glands are similar to human sweat glands and produce a small amount of sweat when a dog is hot or nervous. According to seemingly a very informed text.
Sounds good. I knew they had the sweat glands in their pads. I didn't know about the nose.
Somebody is asking if I'm against Batman. Carter, where do you stand? I just think he's not that super.
Well, he doesn't have the superpowers, but that's what makes him a very superhero. He can do it all with brains and muscle and gadgets. And Alfred. Alfred helps.
I think Alfred carries him. Yes or no, does Alfred carry Batman, Adam Carter?
No. Batman's Batman because he's he's a troubled guy, too. You know, Superman, like, everybody loves the hero, but Batman's got he's a little sketch.
He's got a past.
We don't think Clark Kent is troubled also?
No.
Or is he just dull?
Clark Kent is Silver Spoon superhero.
That's right.
Shows up on Earth with all the powers.
But Bruce Wayne, he's an everyman.
Only bats are texting in with positive bat information. Very good. Oh, somebody says the only good REO was Nine Lives and Riding the Storm Out. Oh, please, for the love of God, you're not.
We could play them all.
No.
Riding the Storm Out.
Alfred is the heart of the whole operation. Batman doesn't have powers. He's just a fanboy. That nailed it right there. Batman is coasting. off Alfred, who creates everything. Bats tease. The amount of knowledge from the texters on bats is very impressive. Bats' teeth are very tiny and sharp, so you won't be awakened by bite. It's Minnesota Health Department's protocol to be safe and get the shots.
Remember Kieran's child? Remember they found the bat in his kid's room and they didn't know?
Yeah. And then you killed a bat here.
With the putter, with the flat stick.
Go ahead.
Set you up for that.
I already did it. I already did the joke.
By the way, that the Goose Show at the Armory Saturday, there was one, maybe two bats flying around. It was cool. But that
cool? No. Why is that cool?
We thought maybe, you know.
How cool would it have been if it flew down and
it kind of swooped like into the VIP area a couple times, too.
Where you were, of
course. Where I was, of course.
I mean, seriously, the rest of us, the rabble.
It was $10 more than the main floor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we thought, like, what if it bit someone and then it was like a 28 days situation where everybody in the concert, like, would become infected. Then turned loose onto the streets of Minneapolis.
Yeah, sounds like he's excited about this possibility.
Yeah. Cool story.
Yeah, good luck to you if you're going to Iceland with him. 33 past 12, ask Adam anything, bat lover Adam Carter. What do you got? 651-461-9226.